You are not an imposter. I have had the worst imposter syndrome just ever this year because I know, like, it by trade, I'm not an artist, and I know of several artists in the area who do what I'm doing, and they're all amazing. But now I'm starting to accept that about myself, that I'm also amazing, which, like, just on a personal level, it's hard for me to accept, but on a professional level, it's different than when you're in an office or when you're at a lab and somebody's telling you, like, oh, you're doing this because it's your job. You telling yourself, like, you deserve to be in this space. It's a big deal.
Welcome to the Before You Say I Do podcast. This podcast helps wedding couples learn industry secrets about the wedding industry and the various wedding vendors in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia areas. My name is Joshua Buxton, and I am your host. With over 7 years as a professional wedding videographer, I have filmed many weddings all over the United States and hope to help wedding couples find the right vendors before they say I do. Welcome to Before You Say I Do podcast. I'm Joshua Buxton with Buxton Media Productions, and today I have Brenda from Wild and Beautiful Art. Brenda, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So Brenda, tell me a little bit about your business, because you definitely have a unique wedding business that I have yet to see at any of my weddings, but it was brought up to me by another vendor, and I was like, I have to have Brenda on this podcast because she has such a unique business. So can you tell me about what you do and what you offer for wedding couples?
Of course. Thank you so much, first of all. So I'm a baby business owner. This is my first year, so I'm still getting into it.
My
But
gosh.
I'm a live artist, but not in the traditional sense. Like, it's not with the easels and you paint like the first kiss or the first dance. I go and I paint portraits, like 5x7 portraits of the guests, and they get to take those home as their wedding favor.
That is so cool. So how does that process, how'd you even get into this then? Like, how'd you get into the wedding business? You go from being a live artist, and like, was this like a concept that you came up with of, like, what if I could do this as a business? Like, how did that start?
Yeah, so super long story short, I've always had art just like in my soul, and it's always been kind of like a side hustle. I'm actually by education a marine biologist.
What?
Yeah, and so I got my master's in New Zealand, then I came back. It was 2017, and science jobs were not an option.
Oh.
And it was very, very hard, but I found a job in a lab, and when my daughter was born, I realized like it was just not enough money. So I quit my job, stayed at home with her, and I decided to really like give it all, give my all to focus on paintings and focus on weddings. And during COVID, I had my wedding, and my husband's dad had passed away a little bit before we got married. So I wanted to paint a picture of my husband and both of his parents as like a way to have him there. And I did that, and a lot of people saw it and like on Facebook and stuff, and they were like, oh my gosh, like my sister or my grandma or like whoever passed away, and I would love to commemorate them on my wedding too. And that was like my step into the wedding industry. So I started doing Jess Lowe's memorial paintings, and I was at a wedding expo showing those off, thinking like, hey, maybe people will pay me for this. Nobody bit, right? Because it's like, this is one thing. Expos are for the beginning of the process. That is like the very end of the process. But one of the brides that was there saw my paintings, loved them, and asked, was like, would you ever consider doing these live? And at that time, I was like, absolutely not. These take me so long. Like, I would not have nearly enough time. But it sat with me and I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? I think I can do that. So I practiced, and her wedding was like 7 months after that expo. I reached out to her and I was like, look, I got it. I can do it. I want to try it. And then I was hooked. So I'm sorry, that really wasn't a short story.
No, that's great. I mean, it's good. It's so good to learn a little bit more about the process, because there's so many people who think that they have some ideas that might work for weddings, and like, this is definitely something very new. Now, I've seen like the live oil paintings of like the dancing, the dance of first dance, and that takes hours for them to do. But this was something that was so unique. I'm like, how did you Yeah, how did you come up with this idea, and how have you been like reaching other couples about it? Is it more word of mouth, or like how are you promoting yourself now?
So a lot of it is through like social media. Instagram and TikTok are really big for
They're
this.
great.
But just also like venues or through connections with vendors. Like I know a few wedding planners now. Katie, who was actually on your podcast, I'm going to be working with her in October.
Oh, that's
So I'm super
awesome.
excited. Yeah.
That's so
But
great.
like, I think just posting about it and sending videos, and not sending videos, but people sending the videos to their friends or like at a wedding that I went to. I think the bride's like cousin or something was going to get married the next year. She was like, I already want to book you because like this
That's awesome.
is really cool.
No, it's such a cool, and it's actually a really unique way to market yourself, because like when you do the drawings, I'm assuming like you give them to the couple or to the people that are there at the wedding, and it's like that's a marketing thing that they're taking with them, like, you know what, this would be great for my wedding, or like somebody will say like, where'd you get that, like, oh, there's this person named Brenda who makes these at the weddings, like, that is amazing. I want that there. So that's really cool. That's a really, really cool story. And I do find it with a lot of wedding vendors, how many people, you know, come from a completely different background and somehow venture into weddings. Like myself, I was a musician. I studied trombone playing and conducting for 18 years,
I love that.
and now I do video. So it's like we all find our way into this industry, and it's so cool to hear everybody's backstory, you know, like, and the fact that you went to New Zealand, that's I'm a little jealous of
It was a really amazing year. It was amazing. It was
that.
like with what you're saying, like with your music and then your video, it's like you have two passions and you got to live both of those. That's how I feel. You know, like maybe one was very short-lived and who knows, maybe hopefully I'll get a chance to come back to it someday, but this is my other passion. So
That's awesome.
it's really great.
So tell me a little bit about your process the day of the wedding. What is it? How do you prepare for these things? Like, what are the things that you bring, and like, how do you work with the wedding couples? Like, tell them what it is you're going to do that day.
So I have like my necessities, my papers that I cut and like prep beforehand. So I spent like a week preparing up to b before each wedding. Because I have my papers. I have a painting that I do also for the couple getting married, which again is beforehand because I want to be able to focus all my time on the guests that night. So I talk with them or their planners, or sometimes it's their parents if it's a surprise. Then I bring all of my paints, all of my brushes, the little, I put my paintings into like little plastic envelopes because that way when guests take them that night and leave them at the table and drinks are there and dancing and everything, you never know. So yeah, and what else? I think that's basically what I bring.
Well, that's cool. So do you like have a, I'm curious because, you know, there's some weddings that are like 50 people show up, but then there's some weddings like 250. Do you have a limit to how much you can do, and like how do you navigate that?
So I have different packages. I like start at 4 hours, but I can go up to six or more if needed. And each of those has like the 4 hours covers 150 people, the next one covers 200, then 250. And you can add guests, like even if it's just 4 hours and you have 300 guests, like you can obviously like add that in the package. But what I do is for everybody, like at the night of the wedding, I try to finish as many paintings as possible. If I'm lucky, I'm able to bring either my friend or my mom with me as assistants, like one or the other, and they help me with like taking pictures or packaging the envelopes or like even like sometimes coloring the skin tones. Which really is a lot of help. And then I try to finish as many guests as I can that night. But anybody that I don't get to finish, I will take home with me and I will paint their pictures because I take pictures. So it's not like caricature artists where they're standing in front of me the whole time. So I'm able to bring their pictures home with me. And then the few weeks after the wedding, I paint everybody else that is left and I mail them to the couple and they'll send them out with their thank you notes.
Oh, that's really special. That's actually a really good way to like You just hand them the bundle and then they deal with it, like kind of situation the couples. And it's a really nice gesture from the couple and from you to be able to still get these things to them, because I can only imagine,
Exactly.
like, when you have 250 or 300 guests, like, how do you really get through that many? Because you do put a lot of time, like, into each one of these. And that's kind of, maybe that's my next question, is like, how long does it take you per, portrait that you
Yeah.
spend on them?
So I don't do, I know other artists, like other portrait artists who do it like one at a time. I kind of batch mine out. So I sketch a bunch and then I paint a bunch. And while those are painting, I do the next round. And then after those are dry, I come back and I outline them. So in 4 hours, I can finish about 50 guests, sometimes more. If it's like black tie events are really great because most of the men are wearing black suits, So like
They all
that is
look
like
the
bang,
same,
bang,
so
bang, bang. Yeah. But then you have other weddings who are like culture weddings, beautiful. I love them. The clothing is so intricate and detailed and colorful, and I want to capture as much of that as possible. So that night, maybe less people will walk away with the painting, but everybody's still going to get one who wants
right.
one.
No, that's really cool. So I know you're still pretty young in the industry, but what are some things that if you were talking to wedding couples, that you could prepare them for a phone call with you, or like, what are things that you wish that they knew about what you do, and like, why that might be important for them?
I think when you're in the wedding industry, you have to kind of like set yourself into a section of what you belong in. And I am not only like wedding favors, I'm also entertainment. But because I do have a lot of guests who come and just like watch me and they're like, oh, I'm just here to like watch. This is really cool. But like, I think for marketing, I go more as favors. And I think this is so special because it's not, and I'm not like pooping on any other favors. Any favors are awesome, but there's something so unique about being able to take a painting of yourself home with you. And every time you see it, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that was from, like Josh and Sarah's wedding. And I've had couples reach out to me and saying like, oh yeah, like my aunt still has hers on her refrigerator,
Right.
and just, but also like as an art form, having a painting of yourself, I think, is really special. And like most people here don't. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's really a unique favor because it's so personalized to that person. It's not just a bundle of mints or, something that's very generic and, but it's something that's personalized to every single person that's there. And so they
Exactly.
can take that home, and you're right, like, they're probably going to hang it up. They might frame it. Like, how many of us actually, I mean, I don't even know the last time I've had a couple's photo with my wife, or even a family photo. It's been years. But I'm like, I'm thinking back and I'm like, man, how cool is that? You just go to the wedding and somebody like gives you this drawing, then you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is the coolest thing ever. Like,
Plus, you're
I think
dressed
it's
up
so
and
cool.
fancy already.
Exactly. And how
Yeah.
often do you do that? As you get older out there, you'll start to realize how very few times you do this. So, yeah, that's a
Dressing up
really
is
good
not a
point.
thing as a real adult. No.
Especially if you have kids. It's even harder.
Yes.
So, oh man. That's a really good point. How did you get into drawing and artistry and all this stuff? You said that you went to school for marine biology, right? And like, but this is something like you don't just pick up, and just do. It's something that like probably is something that's been around for a while. Can you talk about how you got into, drawing and like where your passion went with this?
Yeah, so I, fun fact, the only art class I have ever taken in my life was in 7th grade. But I loved just painting and drawing and sketching ever since I was a little kid. And just as I went through like middle school and high school, I was always the kid that was doodling in my sheets and in my like bedroom at my parents' house, I would draw on the walls, as much as they loved that.
I'm sure your parents love
Yes. Well, actually, my
that.
dad did say that it was really cool because it was like I left like a little handprint, but
That's
like
cool.
of
Yeah.
myself
Yeah.
there.
Many
That's
years down the
cool.
road, they probably appreciate
Yeah, right.
it.
And then throughout college, like I said, it was more of like just a thing for myself. And I would paint things for my friends, like the Christmas presents for my family members. Then I started I started an Etsy and to try to like sell to other people that like I didn't know, and it went okay. But it was more just like it was more calming and grounding for me. And it healed, like it helped center myself and like my soul. So to be able to do it now professionally is wild. Like I never, like seventh grade Brenda never would have imagined this, right? Like
Right.
even
Yeah.
in college, you know, it was always like marine biology, marine conservation. This is what I want to do, which it's still like I would love to do that with my life. But being given the opportunity, even like though I never expected it or thought it would happen, it has been huge.
So if, I could have like remembered going back into college and told myself that I was going to do wedding videography, I would have thought I was crazy about it. Like there's no way. As a musician and a trombone student back then, that I would have told myself, like, oh, you're going to do wedding videography in, 18 years. And I would have been like, you're crazy. There's no way that I would have thought that through. And I know the same would have been for you as well. Like, that's not something that was on the, front of your mind that like you were going to be
No.
this artist and weddings. And like that was something that was, in the future for you, right?
Yeah, like it wasn't even in the future. It was just something that was there as a hobby, you know?
Right, right.
Like if I had known, probably would have taken some classes. Like I would like to know how to actually paint or actually sketch. I still feel like an imposter sometimes. But
Yep.
like back then, anything related to like just art, it was like, oh, like you're gonna be an artist, that's a starving artist. Like, whereas like no, the reality was like I was a starving scientist. I'm a thriving
Right.
artist now, but
Right.
like never would have thought in a million years that this would be my life right now.
No, yeah,
So
absolutely. It's crazy how life changes and puts us really it puts us in the places we were meant to be, I think. And I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and I'm here because this is something I know that I'm passionate about, and that most wedding vendors that I talk to, that's what they're passionate about. And so it's really cool to hear your story and to hear more about what you do. One quick question. Actually, we have two questions before we get to the end of this, but like, what are some things that, as an artist for weddings, that you're kind of seeing that you really enjoy when you're there at the weddings and stuff? Like, what are some memorable moments that you've seen?
I have a few. I just really like, I think the way that I do it, I'm able to talk with a lot of the guests. And as wedding vendors in general, you know, like you don't really get to talk to any of the guests. You get to just talk to the couple or talk to whoever you're working with. But it's really nice to be able to even just get a few minutes here and there with people, so they can tell you know how they know the couple or how like why they're here and how they mean so much to them. But like memorable wedding moments, because I paint the portraits for the couples, they get to have like their own little reveal. And sometimes, you know, I've had a few who have had parents pass away too, which always hits me so directly, because again, that's how I started, because my husband's dad passed away. So when I get to do that for a bride or for a groom and witness that moment, it's so impactful, because you know, like I've had people tell me like this is something that we never would have imagined possible, is like seeing her dad here on this day, you know, and then now they get to have that with them and
Yeah.
take that, and it's just ooh, I'm getting emotional. I
Yeah.
have one less emotional, but yeah.
No, that's, I mean, so we deal with definitely the same thing with wedding video is I've been told a couple of times, like, we capture some moments of the family, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and then find out 8, 9 months later that one of them passed away. But because they were captured in the wedding videos, that's something now that wedding couple has, and like they were able to see that again and like remember them, and it's a way to remember them, and
Yeah,
like
they're memorialized.
they're memorialized with art, with video, photos, and those are things that you get to keep for so many years, and that you can share with your kids and grandkids, and you will never regret having those things, that's for sure.
Yes. This is why schools need to fund the arts. Like,
Absolutely.
this is what feeds your soul.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll get into our last question as we start to wrap up. But first off, it's been a pleasure being able to have you on here and learn more about your art and what you do for the wedding industry. But if you could tell yourself one thing when you first started that you think you would benefit from, what is that one thing?
You are not an imposter. I have had the worst imposter syndrome just ever this year because I know, like, it by trade, I'm not an artist, and I know of several artists in the area who do what I'm doing, and they're all amazing. But now I'm starting to accept that about myself, that I'm also amazing, which, like, just on a personal level, it's hard for me to accept, but on a professional level, it's different than when you're in an office or when you're at a lab and somebody's telling you, like, oh, you're doing this because it's your job. You telling yourself, like, you deserve to be in this space. It's a big deal. And I think, yeah, I think I would say either you're not an imposter or you deserve to be in this space.
Well, Brenda, your art is amazing, and I've seen a lot of it on Instagram and your website, and it's really good stuff. And I hope more wedding couples find you and find what it is you can offer them. So can you tell everybody on the podcast and YouTube, where is it that they can find you and learn more about what you do?
It's Wild and Beautiful Art. That's on Instagram and on TikTok, and wildandbeautifulart.com is my website, and that has all of the information for everything.
Awesome, Brenda. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast and being a guest here. Make sure to check her out. And if you got a wedding coming up and you want something very unique and impactful for your wedding, definitely look into Brenda and what she does. So thank you
Thank you
again,
so
Brenda, for
much.
being our guest.
It was so great to be here and to talk to you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Before You Say I Do podcast. Make sure to subscribe, like, and follow our YouTube channel and podcast platforms.